If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Was then asked, but why don't we form our own bank in South Africa? 70 rand was raised and put on the table out of our pockets.
Who starts a bank with 70 rands?
When every other bank was started, it was just a business opportunity. For African Bank, the founders saw an opportunity to uplift the lives of its people. They opened their doors in 1975. This was a bank that believed in you.
There are moments that require strength. Like when you've had a rough time working, but you still have to come to the party.
Yeah! Give me strength.
Or when you make a late entrance.
Aha! A volunteer!
Give me strength.
Or when you need to pace yourself.
Give me strength.
Get the Morvite you love, now available in brand new packs and sizes.
Hi, I'm Trevor Noah. Thanks to a bizarre turn of events, I've been made the CEO of Cell C. CEO. Cell C say they're changing. In fact, they're building a 4GS network that's apparently the most advanced in the Southern Hemisphere. But is this just another empty promise? Well, that's where I come in. I'm here to make sure they do what they say they're going to do. I'm watching you. Like a hawk.
Don't all those adverts bring a smile to your face? If you don't recognize them, well, it actually leads and speaks to our next conversation. We started off with the new advert by Pick and Pay featuring Rick Ross and the song All I Do Is Win, 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 No Matter What. And then we heard Ricky Rick, may his soul rest in peace, phenomenal artist who was also an ambassador in the face of African Bank just over 2 years ago, followed by our very own Skumba, Sputz Kumbuzo, who was in an advert for Morvite, a porridge and a morning cereal, and Trevor Noah, as we wrapped it up there, on an advert again for Cell C. Now, you might be wondering, okay, Googs, what does this mean? Well, it actually sparks some interest in terms of the conversation that we're going to have right now. When big brands use celebrities or familiar faces to make sure that they're able to send and speak their messaging directly to us, with people that we're familiar with. What does this tell us about the art and the psychology behind celebrity endorsements or celebrity presence within the advertisements of major brands that we're used to? To help tell us more, we're joined by Dashni Vilagazi, MD of The Media Shop based in Johannesburg. Dashni, such a pleasure to have you.
Oh. Yes, thank you, Gugu, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Fantastic. It's so lovely to touch base with you again. And this time, I guess, on something that's really up your alley, given more than four decades of experience within South Africa's media industry. Maybe let's just get your reaction. Ricky Ross, when I saw him, Rick Ross, in the Pick and Pay advert, I thought, okay, this is weird. A tough rapper talking about groceries and savings. Not too sure if it correlates, but give us your thoughts as a media expert.
So we obviously are, you know, using celebrities in advertising. And it's been an age-old strategy, you know, rooted in the idea that public figures carry deep influence beyond just their primary field of expertise. And mainly in South Africa, and I think globally, we often see celebrities as these aspirational figures who bridge this gap between the local culture and global trends. And when brands decide and make a decision to pair with a celebrity, it isn't just about the association with their image, but it's also about the values, the personality, the lifestyle that many of these celebrities represent. And, you know, there's just so many psychologies behind celebrity endorsements, which is really rooted in the social proof and the halo effect that it gives onto a brand.
And you're quite right. There is that halo effect. And of course, we as consumers might be enamored by the artist or celebrity in question and actually then grow in terms of our affinity towards the brand. But does it yield results maybe?
So, you know, for example,
Oh, okay. Seems as though you might have picked up there's been a delay in our line with Dashni in terms of the conversation we're having today. And unfortunately, we've lost her. Some gremlin made it in the system. Oh boy. But we'll reconnect shortly and of course continue our conversation with Dashni in just a moment. A reminder that Dashni Vilakazi is the managing director of the Media Shop Johannesburg. We've spoken to her before here on Kaya Biz, profiling her career and of course experience within the media space and really deep diving into understanding the psychology behind celebrity endorsements or celebrity inclusions in advertisements. We've got Dashni back on the line in just a moment and we'll make sure we reestablish that line. But I'm also keen to hear your thoughts. I think some brands work well with certain celebrities. I've heard of a few background checks that have to typically be done, how they consider who needs to be the face of a brand in an advert of a brand, represent the brand, and even MC for the brand. So those are some themes that I'm familiar with. But if you're on the inside, do let us know what typically goes through the process. And maybe as a consumer, I don't know, what's your take on the different types of celebrities who might be featured in the advertising campaigns of various brands? Sometimes I think there might be a mismatch. Ricky Rose, I like him, but I'm not too sure if he's someone I think of when I think of my smart shopper card at Pick and Pay. 0636880959 is where you can share your voice notes. We'll happily take your thoughts there. Also happy to get your thoughts on social media at kaya959.co.za. And maybe tell us your thoughts on the montage that we've put together so far, right? The various celebrities. We had Ricky Rick regarding African Bank, and of course our very own Skumba representing Morvite and featuring in that ad. Of course, Ricky Rose for Pick and Pay, and Trevor Noah, who was in a Cell C advert a short while ago. So we'll play that montage for you one more time and you can share your thoughts with us. When we get back, we'll have Dashni on the line to pick up our conversation.
On the air
with Google Tumfupi
086-000-959.
Kaya Biz
on the street,
on the air.
Pick and Pay Smart Shopper. Yeah, all you do is win, no matter what. Smart Shopper in your hand, you can never swipe enough. No. And every time you shop at Pick and Pay, yeah, everybody's hands go up.
Question was then asked, but why don't we form our own bank in South Africa? 70 rand was raised and put on the table out of our pockets.
We started a bank with 70 rands. When every other bank was started, it was just a business opportunity. For African Bank, the founders saw an opportunity to uplift the lives of its people. They opened their doors in 1975. This was a bank that believed in you.
There are moments that require strength. Like when you've had a rough time working, but you still have to come to the party.
Give me strength.
Or when you make a late entrance.
Aha! A volunteer!
Give me strength.
Or when you need to pace yourself.
Give me strength.
Get the Morvite you love, now available in brand new packs and sizes.
Hi, I'm Trevor Noah. Thanks to a bizarre turn of events, I've been made the CEO of Cell C. CEO.
Cell C say they're changing. In fact, they're building a 4GS network that's apparently the most advanced in the Southern Hemisphere. But is this just another empty promise? Well, that's where I come in. I'm here to make sure they do what they say they're going to do. I'm watching you like a hawk.
I remember that ad, watching you like a hawk. It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. We've probably given these brands free airtime. So hopefully my sales team won't be upset with me. But it's for good content so that we can all contextualize the conversation that we're having tonight, right? Which is the psychology of big brands using celebrities for endorsements or inclusion in their adverts. And this really is on the back of the fact that Ricky Rose, Mr. well-known rapper, has been featured in a Pick and Pay Smart Shopper advert of late with another South African artist. And it's really, you know, not only raised eyebrows, but also brought about a lot of conversation around how these partnerships happen. Just on that Pick and Pay ad, it does feature South African comedian Skalk Bezuidenhout as well, as they bring together a very music video-esque TV commercial about winning using your Smart Shopper card. And as mentioned earlier, we do have Dashni Vilakazi, the MD of the Media Shop Johannesburg, on the line with us. A few gremlins that got into the system there, Dashni, but glad that we have you back on air to pick up where we left off. And the question that I asked essentially is, as you've mentioned, using celebrities for products or brands is nothing new. But does it actually work in terms of yielding the results that the client might want or the brand might seek?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we just go quickly to your Ricky Ross example, which for Pick n Pay, you know, they've been trying to market the best value of the Smart Shopper card. And we know that Ross is a typical, you know, hustling smart means getting the best value. And they kind of use that as the, you know, the simile of, you know, all customers, all they have to do is swipe and win, win, win. And, you know, brands are just needing and needing to break through so much of the clutter. And as a result, the important thing is how do you match a celebrity to a brand? And that is the kind of research that many brands have to look at and consider where they are positioned. Like in South Africa, right? For instance, sports figures like Siya Kolisi, who symbolizes resilience and unity, making him a perfect ambassador for brands like Dove Men Plus K. And that really felt like so authentic and real because his personal story of strength and care aligned so seamlessly with the brand's message at the time. And there's so many other examples where brands did their research and understood the deeper personification of celebrities and used that to kind of uplift the brand's emotional appeal to consumers and cutting through the clutter again, you know?
And as you say, you really, you know, try to find authentic stories that resonate between the brand and the individual. But I assume because, you know, celebrities are also individuals with their own lives. Oscar Pistorius comes to mind, and even an endorsement or featured in an advert for MultiChoice or DSTV, if I'm not mistaken. And this also highlights perhaps sometimes the risks associated of celebrity advertising. Talk us through those and how, I guess, media agencies typically need to consider these.
So let's go to the Oscar Pistorius one. You know, he represented and celebrated the symbol of triumph over the adversity. And making him the prime candidate, for example, like the Nike's Just Do It campaign. Mm-hmm. And his involvement in this highly publicized, you know, the murder trial of Reeva Steenkamp. And that whole association became such a PR nightmare for Nike. Mm-hmm. That they quickly had to distance themselves from the damage and the highlighted risks of tying the brand so closely to a celebrity's life. And, you know, what you find is that celebrity endorsements are very expensive, right? And making them almost less accessible to smaller brands. And I think there are some brands that have taken, quite a hit, like the one that I've mentioned. And audiences sometimes really perceive celebrity endorsements as very transactional. Mm-hmm. It's almost ingenuous at times, like reducing the trust and the engagement factor. So it's about what a brand is trying to achieve. And, you know, like, for example, there's some brands that want to reach their consumers in a smaller environment, in a catchment area. For example, you know, you could be like a Cape Town-based vegan brand, and you want to reach a smaller, relevant audience, then you wouldn't really go to a celebrity influencer. You know, you'd go to a more of a nano influencer that has like 1,000 to 10,000followers.
But they have a community because it's authentic, and they're probably aware that they are vegan, so it's easier to believe, right? As you say,
yeah.
And you mentioned a very important aspect. Of course, this is a business show, so we want to talk money, Dashni. Typically, what's the range, I guess, of these celebrity inclusions in advertisements or even brand endorsements? Do we have a roundabout figure?
So, you know, a lot of that has to do with the hours. I mean, it can range from anything, from like $500,000 or 300,000 and beyond, okay, depending on the time and the depth of using the celebrity. And if you're using the celebrity for, say, like a TV ad, you'd pay a certain fee. Then if the celebrity is also used across radio, print, out of home, into digital, then every appearance then has a certain, you know, rate linked to it. So it all depends on, like, you know, do you use a celebrity like for a broad-based national reach, and then maybe nano influencers for like a, you know, a more targeted at the smaller community? So those are kind of different strategies and hybrid strategies that brands need to consider when they are seeking, you know, to touch base with their consumers.
Mm, it's about using it the right way, as you say, and of course, even selecting the right celebrity or ambassador to actually share the messaging around your company. I guess as we close off with, we can't forget the music element as well. And in this particular case of the Pick and Pay Smart Shopper ad, royalties tend to come up, right, in terms of ownership of music and rights of distribution. Is that also a consideration that typically has to be considered by the brand?
So much so, because the royalties sometimes can even supercharge the cost of producing the ad. So depending on royalties and, you know, is it global celebrities that you're looking at to use? And those are the considerations that brands really have to think about. Because at the end of the day, it's a business show and we're talking about, you know, expenses. What is the ROI that the brand is looking to, you know, diagnose out of a big campaign? And knowing that, you know, this is the ROI that you need to achieve, a brand needs to backtrack to understand if, you know, if this is what they're going to invest, does this celebrity still have that kind of appeal still? And it's going to be authentic. Because I think the word authentic has been used extensively, so much in how consumers are feeling. Because consumers are really feeling like, you know, brands will just take a celebrity and slap it onto, you know, their ads just to sell a product. Where consumers are really feeling like, how real is this? You know, is this ingenuine? Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get it wrong, because, you know, as a, when a brand has to invest that kind of money and ROI is sitting so closely knitted to what the final outcome is, that is really the consideration that brands really have to think about and look at. I mean, nano influencers have been so phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Is that the growing market essentially now instead of big celebrities?
Well, yeah, because, you know, nano influencers have such a highly engaged audience who view their recommendations as being so genuine. It's like a friend giving you advice. And, you know, you have nano-influencers that are so much affordable. They allow brands to collaborate with them. And they also will allow, like, multiple influencers to work with them. And they touch into such a deeper niche audience that, you know, you could have a nano, you could have one brand and you could have a nano influencer in Cape Town that appeals to that audience, and one in Durban and one in, you know, in Bloemfontein and KwaZulu-Natal. And they all just have such a deeper, more genuine manner in which they can reach that audience and that community. And I often, you know, use the example of, you know, the vegan one, or a, like, you know, if a nano influencer is promoting a local protein shake, then you'll see such high conversion rates that come out of that, because it's, you know, nano influencers just tend to have that kind of credibility, the realness of, yeah. You know, then, you know, when you look at it from a massive region, we talk about Trevor Noah.
Yes.
Imagine Trevor Noah endorsing a global tech brand like Microsoft. That can, I mean, that can only just create international buzz and immediate brand recognition of prestige, credibility, and all of that, that if a brand, if that is the objective that brands are looking for, you know?
100%. Even how we saw the South Africa in terms of the advert that was also garnered around tourism, specifically with SA Tourism. So very telling. And we're learning a number of lessons from you here, Dashni. It's a lot that certainly needs to be considered by companies. Who they choose, how they align with the brand, how authentic they are with their own audience and their interactions with the brand. And of course, the money aspect, because boy oh boy, you might be happy to spend, but you also need to make sure that there is a return on investment. Such a pleasure speaking to you as always, Dashni, and thank you so much for making time and managing the technical gremlins with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dashni Vilagazi is the MD of the Media Shop. Well, as mentioned, we always love to have you help us do the show. And one such caller has done exactly that. Sihle from Durban, who happens to be an expert on influencer endorsements for brands. Sihle, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Hi, Gugu. Ninjani, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for calling in and helping us do the show, because this is a space that you actually play in, and you've got some insight for us as to how it actually works.
Absolutely. So I think celebrity endorsement for brands has always been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some brands have really done it well. If you look at Nike and you look at some of the examples with Colin Kaepernick, right, in terms of being authentically fitting and tied to their just do right, right? So that's when it works and it's authentically tied to what brands are doing. Then we've seen cases as well previously with, Kendall Jenner in one of the beverages where it was viewed as tone deaf, right? And that's the risk that you tie yourself to as a brand, where you can either hit the mark or not hit the mark. And you have to balance three key things, right? The hype around it, the authenticity, as Desh has just said, but also the brand values that come with it. And I think oftentimes brands, and I suppose it's tough times, so when you are in marketing and you have to make it work and drive business with your marketing as well, that becomes tough, because I can tell you with the current case at play, we probably have to look at a couple of factors, right? You've got the marketing side, but you have to balance the commercials, right?
Yes.
It's a shop loyalty program that you have to have different departments agree to it. So marketing is like, okay, we need to make this thing cool. What's going to make it pop? But not necessarily, authentic to the true brand, and also, quite frankly, to the artist himself. When I saw this, I was like,
right?
How does that brand actually make sense for what he's trying to achieve? But also, think about where he is, and maybe he's trying to expand into the African market. So any brand that talks to home, depots, home brands such as groceries might make sense in terms of what he's trying to do. But is that what Pick and Pay is trying to do, right? So from a brand fit and authenticity of what the brand is trying to do, total mismatch. But there's a couple things that play right. Maybe they needed to make the right noise. They needed to have the reach. But will it resonate? Will it drive the smart shopper? Who's the customer at smart shopper? Is it the guy who's watching or listening to Rick Ross? I don't know about that. But very critical is that there's always going to be a need for a balance as to what it is that the brand is trying to achieve. Hopefully not desperation as well.
Sihle, you mentioned such a valid point. Sorry, now I'm keeping you as a guest. I'm excited because the mere fact that we've got the inclusion of Skalk Bezuidenhout also speaks to a different audience in terms of the South African demographic. And I guess is this a way of trying to align two artists from very different backgrounds who speak to very different audiences and try to say that Pick and Pay is for all, but especially when it comes to racial lines and demographics in South Africa.
And you know what? That was a good brief, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the execution,
yes,
I think, is where it fell short. Because if you tell me about rugby, you tell me about white male, then you tell me about Rick Ross, you tell me about the masses, you tell me about hip-hop, 100%. You have to differentiate different walks of life, right? But then you look at now, because it's the brief, and then it's the selection. What is it that you're going to do with the talent? Because there was a brief at hand. It didn't just say, we're going to go for Rick Ross, right? Or Skalk. It was going to, we need a male that will resonate, that will connect. We need something that is current, rugby. Mm-hmm. So that means it's a couple of passion points. You've got sports, you've got music, you've got entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the selection, which is so critical, which is why you find sometimes when you're like, but do you actually use that brand or celebrities that
have
been utilized certain phones or certain cars when you know for sure they don't use that? So now that questions the authenticity of, or even the mind of the consumer. Do you buy into that really when you know for sure that that's not actually the aligned brand to what the consumer is always showing? Even the flashiness. So you say they're talking to everyone, but then that adds, it's such a mess. There's so many things if we had to unpack it in terms of even just the brand alignment and authenticity to the smart shopper. If you look at the demographic, you're buying because you want value.
Yes.
You're buying because you want a discount.
Yes.
And then you've got the celebs, right? So if you certain marketing is okay. You don't have to be the cool kid. But there is pressure, right? Because everyone wants the awards. Everyone wants the returns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite hard to balance as well. And it starts to lead to that space of making the wrong choices for the right reasons, if that makes sense.
Got you. Oh, Sihle, this has been lovely. And I appreciate the fact that you've distilled it for us instead of just saying, you know, Rick Ross is the right person or the wrong person. But, you know, just in terms of understanding the brief, the brand, the authenticity, of course, part of the hype. But how does it translate in terms of execution? Thank you so much for calling in, ma'am. I think we're going to call you in next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much. That's Sihle, one of our listeners, calling in to give us her thoughts on the conversation we've just had, using celebrities in advertisements and the psychology of celebrity endorsements as well. Does it make sense for you? Does it click? The inspiration behind this conversation was the recent Pick and Pay ad that we've seen for their Smart Shopper campaign, essentially seeing Rick Ross, American rapper, Ricky Rose, the boss. That's how I know him. Rough, tough, from Miami, you know. If he was in a, Aston Martin video, I would get it. But for Pick and Pay, I am not sure. It's not translating. And of course, let's not forget that in that ad, he's with the South African comedian Skalk Bezadenhout.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.